We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. Jerry Stackhouse was a hell of an NBA player. He also was the head basketball coach at Vanderbilt this past year, and so he worked hand-in-hand with Aaron Nesmith, who is the Celtics' number one draft pick. And Jerry is nice enough to join us on the Harbor One Hotline. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. I guess the first question, because you know better than anybody, the college game and what it takes to be a good NBA player and have an immediate impact. Take a look at Nesmith right now. Obviously, people are telling us he's the best shooter in the draft. What about the other aspects of his game? Will that get exposed early on, or can he play at a high level right now?
No, I think Aaron is a really, really smart player. I mean, he's going to adjust to the system. I think he's in a great system, first off. You know, I really didn't envision Boston being a team for him, you know, knowing how they – you know, how well they finished the season, you know, as a playoff team, making the deep run that they had, that they would have a lottery pick. So I guess that's credit to Danny for doing what he does. But, man, it's a good situation because I know him, and he has the ability to come in and shoot the ball and be able to create, you know, right away from the standpoint of making shots and taking pressure off of Jalen, taking pressure off of Jason as they play make, but I think he has an ability to do those things himself. You know, when I was in the G League, I had an opportunity to coach against the Maine Red Claws, their G League affiliation, and they do a great job of, you know, sending those guys down and bringing them up and making sure that they're get games, you know, under their belt. So even if he's not playing a ton right away, you know, with the big club, he's going to still get reps. So hopefully, you know, the G League system starts back as well. That could be huge for him and help him get up to speed rather quickly.
Yeah, Jerry, that's one of the things that people talk about. They look at this draft, they see this team. One of the things they really needed was that shooter off the bench. And I know you're talking about G League, but you think there's a chance to have a bigger role than that, to be actually in the rotation and to help this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They had guys that have had roles before, you know, whether it was obviously I'd be a guy that played, but still, you know, if they weren't mainstays in the rotation, then they still could get that work. But I mean, I think Aaron's ability to shoot it. I don't think they have anybody on the team that shoots the ball as well as them. I mean, they got guys that are capable, but you know, you're talking about a guy that takes 100 shots. You know, he's gonna make 90 of them. You know, with spot up shots. You know, I mean, I've seen him go 50 for 50 from, you know, 50, you know, and taking five spots, 10 shots. So I mean, that's Allen, you know, Allen Houston, Ray Allen type of numbers, you know. So I think those, you know, they're getting that type of shooter, but more. I mean, I think he has a toughness about him. You heard about, you know, some of those stories that he had during the draft last night of getting up in the morning cutting trees and whatnot.
Wow. So yeah,
he's trying not to go back to cutting trees. So I'm pretty sure if it comes to making jumpers or cutting trees, he's gonna make some jumpers.
So Jerry, we've heard
we all do that.
Yeah. We've heard all about, you know, how great he is and how all the great assets that he possesses. And what about some of the things that he needs to work on? What if you were to say, hey, listen, you know, congratulations, welcome to the league. What are the things that he needs to work on? Because I've heard about all the great things. What are some of the things he needs to work on?
No, he's going to need to work on his defensively. I mean, I think he were, I mean, early on in the season when we was working before he got hurt, I mean, he was training in the right direction, but he was giving up a lot of middle drives, his closeouts. He's kind of bent over on his closeouts. So I think we're working on his technique, and he got better. I mean, I think, like, probably at the beginning of the season, his defensive grade was probably a -8 or -9. Probably, you know, once we got going into the season, he's probably a -3 or -4, you know, in the game. So I think he was trending in the right direction, but he still can get better there. I think his ball handling, he'll continue to get better there. He's not broke by any means, but again, when a guy that shoots it, you know, with the prowess that he has, you know, you're going to have him at the end a lot, at the end of plays, more so than the guy that needs to facilitate it. But when at this level, at the pro level, when everybody's pretty good, he's still going to have to be a guy that can make plays for others as well. So I think those things are going to continue to improve for him, but they're not the strength of his game right now.
We're talking to Jerry Stackhouse, the coach at Vanderbilt. I love the story, by the way, cutting trees for his dad, 6A to 6B, and it shows this work ethic in the kid. You also know, Jerry, that there have been very talented players go into the pros. They're overwhelmed by the experience. So give us some background on his personality. He seemed very confident in his comments last night. What is he like that's going to make him successful going into this next level?
I mean, I just think he's, you know, he's been around it. I mean, it's not shell-shot. I mean, he played in the SEC. I mean, like, it's 12 or 13 guys that he played against got drafted last night as well. So, I mean, every night is a challenge, knowing that you're going to have a matchup, whether it's a Coro or it's Kira Lewis. Those are guys that he played against. So I think from that standpoint, he's not going to, he's respectful, you know. I think just from how he's raised, that he's gonna come in and he's gonna give, you know, he's gonna pay homage to those guys for what they've accomplished, and because they're, you know, the older players. But at the same time, he's gonna compete. Like, he's not gonna be afraid. So I think those are attributes that you know he's gonna possess right out the gate.
Talking to former NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse, the head coach at Vanderbilt. And Jerry, I'm just curious. I know the pre-draft process was a little bit different this year, maybe, you know, how it all went down. Did you talk to Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I mean, I talked to a ton of teams. I mean, and a lot of them all around that pick. You know, I talked to Brad Stevens probably a year or so ago. I mean, he's really like that. I think that he's really close with Tim Corbin, our baseball coach here.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think they, you know, they those guys do their homework. They know what kind of kid they're getting, not only when you got a talent like that can shoot the basketball, which they need, but, you know, he's a super smart kid. Kid could have went to any school. He got a brother at Harvard, you know. So it's like he's top notch. So I think when they did their homework there, and like they said, when I read some of Dan's comments, it was just like they went with the best player in the draft. But I swear, I didn't, you know, not knowing, you know, the exact draft order, I had no idea that they would be right there for him to go to a good team, to be in the lottery and still go to a team that, you know, played in the Eastern Conference Finals. So that's, you know, that's huge. A lot of those guys before that are going to bad teams. Yeah. And a tough situation, but he lucked up in going to a situation where, again, if, you know, obviously I know they want him to contribute, but it's not it's not just, he doesn't have to do it all right away, and that's a great situation for a young player to come into the league at.
So I know he only played, what was it, 14 games, had that foot injury. How concerning, I guess, is that kind of moving forward for him? He should be ready?
Yeah, I mean, he had the the surgery up in New York. I mean, we wanted to make sure that we got the league, you know, a league doctor, you know, I think, who did it, just so that if the follow-up and everything would make sure that it was good communication between whatever team that he went to. It was someone that was kind of in that pool of doctors. So, I mean, but he's healthy. I mean, he worked out for them. So I think he's just itching to go. But he's tough. I mean, he wanted to play on that in the victory, but we were smart and knew that, you know, we didn't want him to hurt himself any further. And but you know, he got it cleaned up. So I, whether he's ready to go right away, I don't know. But I know he has worked out with teams, and he said he's feeling good. So I'm looking for him to be out there from day one.
So we're talking to Jerry Stackhouse, head coach at Vandy. Do you guys like it to be called Vandy? Is that like disrespectful to like, you know, a higher learning, you know, university like Vanderbilt? Is it okay to call it Vandy?
Yeah, it is okay to call it Vandy. It's on all type of paraphernalia around here in the bookstore, so I'm pretty sure it's cool.
Okay, so obviously you played in the league. You're also an assistant coach with the Grizzlies. Could you give me a comp for Naismith? Like, you know, who would you compare him to either while you were playing, obviously as a player, or as a coach?
I kind of like him to Allen Houston right now. Again, I think a guy that can really come off screens, come off pin downs. You know, I don't know if he was ever known as having the greatest handle, you know, but he could get to where he needs to get to create space for himself. You know, defensively, he's probably middle tier right now with an ability to obviously improve there. But another guy like his homeboy from Charleston is Chris Middleton, and I think they have a lot of similarities. I think they, you know, really shoot the ball at a high clip, and I think, you know, Chris has shown the ability to be able to post up as well as playing pick and roll, and I think over time Aaron will be able to do some of those same things and still shoot the ball at a really high clip. So I think those are a couple. You know, he really shoots the ball like a J.J. Redick type, you know, coming off. But I just don't want to limit – I don't want to limit him to that. You know, once he gets space, once he gets his eyes on the rim, it's gone. So I think just from a standpoint of shot making, you know, whether does it look the same or has the same type of release as a J.J. Redick? No, but I mean, just from a standpoint of shot making, that's the way he shoots the ball.
So it sounds like you like the kid, huh, Jerry? Pretty good.
Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit, you know. Because he's, you know, I would have liked for him to be back here at Vandy for another year.
Yeah, but you know by now that doesn't work that way. You know that.
No. As soon as they have a little success, you know what's going to happen. So that's why it's important for us to continue to try to reload.
Let me leave you with this. Are you concerned about your own college basketball season through the COVID and everything else?
I mean, we have to be. I mean, I think with the way numbers are spiking and, you know, I think it was, you know, right here in Tennessee, I think we had like 8,000 cases a couple of days ago. So, I mean, it's like, yeah, we're a little nervous about that. But, you know, fortunately for us, our kids have really been doing a good job of policing themselves and making sure that they're give themselves a chance to have a season. So we're going to, right now, everything is on schedule. We're planning to start this next Friday at Valpo, and then we're actually coming up that way. We're coming up to the Mohegan Sun for a tournament up there against possibly UConn and BYU or USC. So we got some, we're excited because, I mean, it's about to be a fight in practice, man. They're tired of beating up each other. So we're ready to get to Friday. Can't wait.
I can imagine. Well, good luck. I hope it all works out for you, and thanks for helping us out with this kid. We appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Thank you, guys.
See you later. Jerry Stackhouse, the basketball coach at Vanderbilt. They always like their kids. They like them.
They're all smart kids. When I was doing college football, calling those games,
yeah,
I got so much heat for saying Vandy instead of Vanderbilt. It was like, really? How dare you shorten the name Vanderbilt? It's like, really? Are we really that uptight about it?
You know what he's doing.
He said it's all right.
He was appeasing you. It's like dropping an F-bomb down there.
I was like,
all their gear says Vandy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I got a lot of heat for it. Maybe I'm an outlier.
But how about Stack saying Ray Allen, Allen Houston, Chris Middleton, and he shoots it like J.J. Redick?
Yeah.
He didn't want to say Redick because he doesn't want to limit him.
Yeah. So we'll go with Allen Houston.
Can I?
Well, right? When he said that,
I'll tell you
like,
this, Tyler.
When I said Redick, I was like, that quick, huh?
Yeah. Tyler, we do this all the time after drafts, no matter what sport it is, and we always get the coach on because we want to find out. We don't know anything about the player. In all the years I've been doing this, I've never heard a coach say a negative word about the player. Never, even when you ask him, like Christian did. Are there, you know, some weaknesses, some stuff he has to work on?
Listen, no,
he did it in the defense.
He was honest about that.
I would say this. The kid can shoot, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's maybe the guys would be a little bit quicker, faster, close up on him. But still, if he could shoot, he could shoot. But I'm with you, Glenn. Because you can't always go by a coach. Because I do remember a couple years back hearing this from one Herm Edwards when he talked about N'Keal Harry.
If you look at his height, his size,
and probably his speed, similar to Dez Bryant.
That's all you wanted?
What's the problem with that?
Wait,
how's that working out for all of us?
Dez Bryant with the Baltimore Ravens,
yes,
or
Dez Bryant,
Bryant now? Well, he's right. Well, he's right.
I gotta tell you, and I heard Chris Mannix talking about this early, and thank God he brought it up because he's a basketball freak. It's his entire business, and he was just ridiculing the whole draft and the coverage and the way everybody.
He wants an anti-draft show. An anti-draft show. Very clever.
He is totally correct. We sit there and draft night. Everybody says wonderful things. I guarantee you, there were 30 teams last night that improved their team dramatically. And I am telling you, there may be one team that improved themselves last night. Maybe two. All right, we're going to get to Gordon Haywood, because what the hell's going to happen here this afternoon? Is Gordon Haywood going to remain a Boston Celtic? Is he going elsewhere? And more importantly, for the Celtics, are they getting something in return? We'll give you the latest next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.